All right. Poolside with Dylan Cease on WGN. Kevin Powell with Lauren Lapka. Dylan, well, let's just start with the hard-hitting questions. You have a Star Wars shirt on, and Lauren's the biggest Star Wars junkie I know. Obviously a big fan.
Yeah. You know, I need to rewatch them all because I'm a little rusty with you know, my Star Wars knowledge, but I do rep the shirts quite often.
I mean, before I even get to baseball, I feel like Lauren has to hit you with some hard-hitting Star Wars questions.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Okay, so this will really test your knowledge. Which one is the best movie?
Whoa. Which one's the best movie? I mean, I think the classics. You got to go with the classics, right? Maybe Return
Empire.
Empire Strikes Back? Yeah, that's the one I was thinking.
What do you love about Star Wars, though? Because, you know, there's a lot of options there.
I think the fact that it's just like a space drama, you know? I mean, this, the, was it CGI? All that, you know, it was revolutionary in a lot of ways. I actually just recently, there's a thing, I think it's on Vice on YouTube, where it talks about the guy who made, like, all the alien-looking masks and, like, helped with design all this stuff. It's really interesting. You should check it out.
So do you love Star Wars night at the ballpark then?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm not going to claim I'm the biggest Star Wars guy, but I do enjoy Star Wars.
I'll let Kevin be more professional now.
Oh, yes. That's a problem when you're relying on me to be the professional one. Okay. Winter meetings are ongoing. There is a lot of buzz surrounding you guys. How excited are you about 2020?
Yeah, very excited. We've definitely made you know, some big moves so far. I'm looking forward to seeing who else they add. So the team's got some talent, that's for sure.
Yasmani, the big splash right away, and it's been the past couple of years have been slow free agency, really. And the White Sox go right out and give the largest contract in franchise history. What does that send a message to the fans, of course, but to you guys as well?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's saying that, you know, the end of the rebuild's coming sooner than, you know, we all think. Hopefully it is this year where it's the end of it. But, yeah, it's they're showing that we're ready to start making moves.
Do you feel that way? I mean, fans are just itching and dying for a winner with the White Sox. I mean, we're here in Cancun with some diehard Sox fans. I'm sure you've ran into some of them.
Yeah.
Look, I mean, every player we talk to is going to say, oh, yeah, we think we're going to compete. But, I mean, you guys, you got to have that belief, I'm sure, right? There's got to be buzz within the clubhouse.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see why not. We got, what, 3, 4, 5 all-stars in our lineup. Pitching staff, we got a lot of potential with that. And we got Gio, who's, you know, obviously going to do what he's going to do. So, you know, Kopech comes back. Lopez pitches like he can. I pitch like I can. I mean, there's a lot of talent on this team.
Along the trip is James McCann. And, you know, Lucas, who had such a great season last year, really talked about how much James meant to him and his development. What's it been like pitching to James and his leadership?
Yeah, it's one of those things where I don't have to really worry about game planning or, you know, really what pitch I'm going to throw. I kind of let him handle that last season, and it allows me to just focus on executing my pitches. So I really do love throwing to him.
Well, it's been a ton of fun watching you guys grow. You know, last year I always say it's like it was still about individual growth. I know for you guys you want to win every game, but there were so many moments where you saw individual growth, whether it was Tim or Yoan, yourself.
Yeah.
One player I know that everybody is super pumped about for a lot of reasons is Michael Kopech.
Yeah.
Have you been in touch with him? What can you tell us about Michael's recovery and his development moving forward?
Yeah, I haven't. It's probably been a month or two since I talked to him, but he said his arm's feeling good. I know I texted him either at the end of the year or maybe beginning of the offseason, and I think he was pitching in a rehab, like, simulated game, and he said he was, I think, 96 to 98, so.
That's the
end
for him, right?
Yeah, I think he's okay. I think he's doing well.
I mean, you look, you know, Sox fans continue to, like, build their dream lineup for 2020 and the rotation. I mean, you look at this rotation moving forward.
Yeah.
It could be pretty nasty, though.
Yeah, we could, I mean, we could have 3 or 4 guys that are sitting, you know, 95-plus, and then Gio, who obviously does what he does, so it's a lot to dream on.
What's your offseason like? What's Dylan Cease doing during the offseason?
During the offseason? Really,
besides watching Star Wars movies.
Yeah, the first month or so, I'm just relaxing, playing disc golf with my brother, hanging out with friends. And then after that, I start getting more into my lifting. So I'll do lifting and Pilates throughout the week and just relax on the weekends and, you know, go places, hang out, relax.
So You're so this is what James told me last night. You're a big disc. You call it disc.
Disc golf. Yeah.
Okay. We call it froth.
Okay. A little less professional, but
it does. How'd you get into that? Just kind of a fun thing you guys do.
Great arm.
My brother got me into it, and he always used to put it on YouTube. And at first, I was like, "Why are we watching this? Come on!" And then I started watching it, and I was like, "Man, these guys can do some cool stuff with the disc." So I played for 2 straight weeks, and I was terrible for the 2 straight weeks. And then I got my form down, and now I'm still terrible, but I'm better.
I'm sure you're better than most, Dylan.
All right,
Lauren, any questions?
What about regular golf?
Regular golf? Yeah. I've played a couple times, and I have parred a couple holes, but I do not own a set of clubs or any of that, so I do need to get into that.
Okay, in general, so you're about to have your first full season in the big leagues. How do you make sure that you keep your arm healthy? Obviously, a lot of surgeries these days for a lot of pitchers. So how do you keep your arm healthy, but also mentally, how do you stay focused? Because it's such a mental game for pitchers, too.
Yeah, I mean, following the weight program and then following the arm care program, and then, you know, following my throwing program too, and staying on top of that, and knowing when to back off a little bit or when to add a little bit. What was the second part of the question?
Second part of the question is mentally, how do you just make sure that you keep yourself focused and on the right track?
I mean, I'm really big into meditation. I like doing meditation stuff, so that. But really, it's just one of those things where you gotta really like analyze and feel how you're feeling in that moment and see what needs to be done in that moment. You know, sometimes it's you just gotta put on a movie and relax. Sometimes you need to think more about the game. So it's really just a give and take.
How do you feel that the first, you know, season went for you, essentially?
It was good. Really, the best thing for me that I'm happiest about was the fact that I made the improvements and had a way better last month of the season. So it was a good experience, and there was definitely a lot of things to work on, but I'm feeling really good going into this year.
Any one game stand out the most? Because we were at your opener, and that was a great day and a great game, but I'm curious if there's a different game that maybe stands out more.
The game against the Indians where I struck out 11 was my best game by far.
Yep.
I don't want to get too personal, but I know you say you're real about meditation, and we hear about that. I'm all for figuring out like inner peace and all that. So what kind of tips can you share to me, Dylan? What are you doing for meditation and all those sorts of things? Because I'm open. This is me being selfish. I'm looking for help here, Dylan.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I follow, there's a yogi named Sadhguru, and he's got like a yoga place 2 hours from me in Tennessee. So last year I went and learned like his beginner meditation stuff, and then this offseason I went with my brother and learned his advanced program. So I do, it's called Shunya meditation, which is his advanced program. It's 15 minutes, 2 different times throughout the day, and I just do that. So,
like, what's the method?
The method? It's genuinely supposed to be it's supposed to be a process of conscious non-doing. So it's like basically you watch your thoughts and you watch everything and you just keep returning back to like the present moment.
We need to talk about some more, Dylan, because I'm very interested in this. Yeah.
Meditate or focus or quiet their mind.
It's not about when he talks about it, it's not about quieting the mind, because you can't quiet the mind. It's almost more like you got to see that those thoughts are just always going to be there, and you got to go, being aware of it, that you're not those thoughts. Those thoughts are just happening in your mind, kind of thing.
Dylan Cease has just become my personal therapist. I feel much better after this talk. Dylan Cease, poolside. We've talked to you many times in the clubhouse and in the ballpark. This is a pretty good setting, though, huh?
Yeah, it's hard to beat this. It really is.
All right, Dylan. Dylan Cease, very much looking forward to 2020 and to see what you guys can do, and appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you. I appreciate it.